Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally wonderful WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's truly all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of whatever matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with all kinds of empowering personal tools that can help you change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won three literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call. 800-930-2819. With me today is my partner in all things wonderful and extraordinary, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Well, hi, Sandy. It's so great to be here today. And before we get into the show, I wanted to mention you were talking about the book. And this morning, we just got an email from a woman who said, I finished reading your book and really enjoyed it. You are such an inspiration, and the book was so well written, it was hard to put down. So that's a treat for people to look forward to when they get the book.
Oh, that's really sweet. I hadn't seen that yet, so thank you. One of the common comments we do get about Pursuit of Light, besides that it's fortunately inspirational and it moves people, is that it is hard to put down because I write the way I talk, so it's very readable. It's very readable, and it's compelling. So thank you for reading that email. That was a nice surprise.
It was.
So we're gonna have a non-segue into our topic today, because today we were just talking about happy things, but today what we're into is we're into anger. Well, you know, actually, we're not really into anger, but we're going to talk about anger. And often there's a seemingly legitimate reason for getting mad or angry. But if we hold on to anger, if it's just a little, flash, and we take a breath and we move past that first, jolt, we're pretty much okay. But for most of us, we tend to hold on to anger and get all exorcised by it. And so at that point, it stops being just something that's a little flash in the pan and we move past it and becomes something that can control us. So the he done me wrong she done me wrong, even if that person or situation did. And the idea, because they done me wrong, quote unquote, I'm going to say mad as hell at the other person or the situation, that's not a very effective life plan. But what we don't always recognize in the he done me wrong and she done me wrong, when we're attached to that, that we get into the subjective, it might be conscious, but often it's subjective or unconscious point of view of I done me wrong and I'm going to stay guilty and mad as hell at me. That becomes our scenario, whether we know it or not. And to me, that's just a metaphorically really good way to shoot yourself in the foot. I remember when I was in my late 20s, I have a really good memory, lo, those many years ago. So when I was in my late 20s and just starting to connect with the process and responsibility of working on myself, and I realized I had to give up righteous anger in order to go forward with my life and not stay a victim to what had happened to me when I was a kid. And I remember consciously thinking, that's so unfortunate, because I felt at the time that righteous anger was actually the only thing that I had totally perfected in my life to that point. And so I had to lay down my great weapon, you know, and my great accomplishment. It was a really good choice, because without laying down righteous anger, that need to be right and not explore the deeper levels of anger, I would have stayed stuck and I would not have wanted to live that life.
And it's really so common and ordinary to experience anger. I remember myself as a younger man shooting myself in the foot. I worked at a hard job and went to the Friday afternoon club that most people are familiar with, and had some self-medication. And on my home,
you went to a bar, John. Is that what you're telling us?
It's amazing. And I remember at that time, I was so angry with my first wife.
And you had a first wife?
Well,
sorry. I okay. Promise not to interrupt you anymore.
That was a trail run. Anyway, I was so angry that I expressed it in a very mature way by using my fist and just pounding the dashboard of my 57 four-door five-cycle Mercedes, four-cycle, whatever it is.
Ouch.
And what happened was it cracked the darn dashboard. So not only did I express my anger, but now I had something to feel guilty about, because every time I got in the car, I saw what the result of my expressing that anger. That wasn't the first time, but there were a few after that. But it was a real lesson for me. It was a real training ground to recognize, what does that really effective? Anyway, so and
the answer would be no. But that
no.
Was, you obviously came to that one. That's a good example.
Yeah. Now we got a comment from a listener who read our announcement about the show, and we've got a lot of emails today, by the way. And he said, "I know I have dealt with a lot of anger lately. For me, it is a symptom of not seeing a way out of this hellhole I now call home." Wow, ooh, that's a tough place to be.
Well, that really is a tough place to be, and I have a lot of compassion for that. And one of the things that's really hard is we can't be a victim of where we are or the circumstance or what got us into that circumstance or the choices that we made that got us into a circumstance, any one of those scenarios. We just can't be a victim of that. And not being a victim is a choice, because it's not that we don't have in our lifetimes many, many, many opportunities where we're actually justified in being a victim, that we have the right to say, hey, I'm a victim. But I know through experience, I know through a lifetime of work and living and learning, that it's a right we don't want to exercise, this idea of being a victim. It totally blocks our ability to thrive. It what happens when anger lingers is we start to attach identity with it, and it blocks, it literally blocks, it changes the way the brain can work as far as coming up with creative options. It's, we don't literally have a little flange in our brain that shuts, but when we stay locked in on anger, whether it's anger at others or anger at ourselves, when we stop, when we get locked in on that, it's as if we had a little flange in our brain that closes, and the pathway to be able to think of creative or proactive resolutions, that pathway shuts down. And so it's never a good idea, even if we would be justified in doing it. It's not the way you want to do it if you want to live a life well lived and a life filled with joy. I really understand that because as a much younger woman, I lived it. I actually wrote something about that in Pursuit of Light in a very brief little prologue in it. And this was a place that referenced a point of view that I was desperately trying to get through in when I was in my early 20s. And here's what I wrote. "Don't do it," I said to myself. It was difficult to resist. The hate in me was so great. It oozed through my veins like lava flowing out of an active volcano. It torched my skin. It incinerated my now. I wanted to scream. I wanted to throw something, to take the glass of water I was holding and slam it into the wall. I set the glass down. "Don't do it," I repeated. I was drowning in fatigue. I couldn't hold on any longer. I was a swamp of contradiction. The fight had been pounded out of me, and yet somehow inside of me, it still existed, or so I hoped. But on that night, I knew only one thing for sure. I could not face another night. "Don't," I started again. But before I could get the rest of the sentence out, I did. I opened my hand and slapped it across my face with all of my might. Then I did it again and again and again. The words, "I hate you," exploded out of my mouth. I was the you I hated. That's a place when difficult times, when we get caught in anger, when we get caught in guilt, when we think it somehow, some way, our current situation was our own fault, whether it is or not. And in my case, in many cases, it isn't. But we have to be able to be okay with what we're dealing with to open the pathway of a newer day and a better day. And we come back, we're going to talk a whole lot more about how we can accomplish that, because the great thrill of my life is it doesn't hurt anymore. It just doesn't hurt anymore. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com. Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com. As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than perfect. Pretty, pretty, please, if you ever, ever feel like you're
not. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so glad that you joined us today, and we're having a lively sort of between John and myself discussion on anger. And the thing about anger is, whether it's directed at ourselves or at someone else, it is never, ever the solution. But anger that is self-directed, not self-inflicted, anger that's self-directed can actually, there's so much energy in that, that it can actually make a difference. It can actually, we can use that. If we use anger to just bury us, it's almost like having this big tombstone on our chest, and it pushes us down deep into the ground. But if we think of anger as a power source, because it has a lot of energy in it, and we put it on our butts like a booster rocket, and we light it and let it help us move through the block, it can be this great energy boost. But that means we have to be consciously able to direct the energy of anger, to use it to fortify us, to use it to motivate us. When I was much younger, I had a good girlfriend. It's before John and I got married. But one of my best friends always used to say to me, when I would sort of like start venting — I never get really mad, but I would vent a little, and, you know, like, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not going to take this anymore, although that kind of blah blahs. She always said to me, I love when you get to that place, because I know that you're going to change something. So the whole thing is using that level of energy to make it work for you, to consciously make it work for you. But if you get caught in the story of hurt feelings, of somebody done me wrong, of it's not fair, even if it's not, and it frequently isn't fair. But if you get caught in the story and in the victimization, whether you know it or not, there's a victimization quality in the story. If you get caught in that, you can't use that sudden surge of energy that anger brings into us to move ourselves forward. So you can really make a choice. You can make a conscious choice if you're choosing that you're not a victim of any circumstance, of any situation. If you get hurt feelings, you use that as, let me see what I can do about this, and be able to take yourself forward into your own intention for your life. I want to reference, John, what we talked about before the break on the person who emailed us when they said, I know I have dealt with a lot of anger lately. For me, it's a symptom of not seeing my way out of this hellhole I now call home. And so thinking about how do we use that place when I'm feeling so frustrated and so angry that I just want to knock down a wall? How do we use that energy to work forward for ourselves? That's going to be the question that I'm going to answer probably in the next segment. We'll reframe the whole thing because I got four steps for our emailer that I want to make sure we get to. But I see that we also have a live caller. So let's take that caller first. We have Jack on the line. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
Angry.
You are my caller, Jack. So what can I do for you in your anger?
Well, it's funny that anger is the topic today because I'm an older guy that's struggling to restart my life in business, and I have not a lot of financing, and I have to deal with people that don't want to pay me, and the frustrations of running everything on a shoestring some days gets me extremely, the truth is it gets me extremely angry. And I try very hard to put that anger to good use, and I try to channel it so I use it in the right way. But, you know, when you're talking about knocking down a wall, sometimes I definitely feel like I want to knock down a wall.
Okay. First of all, I'm sorry because I have a lot of compassion for that place of being stuck. I think it's really hard. So many people through the last 4 or 5 years economic, when the economy really went down, and especially people who were a little bit more advanced in age, lost so much and then had to start over. That's really, really hard. And it's hard not to judge yourself. It's hard not to feel victimized. So I have a lot of compassion for that, Jack. And yet, you know, the bottom line is, you know, from what you're saying, I can hear it in what you're saying. The fact is you have to do it anyway, and you have to find a way to do it with some grace and to not resist, to not go into that place where you're just going to fight where you are and instead work with where you are. And so when you feel that anger, I kind of have a little framework for that, a little formula for that. I always give, and I make sure I time frame it. So if I really, really, really get frustrated or angry about something, and it's not a little thing, it's a big thing, I tend to give myself 5 minutes to vent. And, you know, I'm not afraid to use a stopwatch. 5 minutes, no more. And I can't use the language I would offer you, but you can use any language you want because we are on the air in a private conversation. I'd go for it. But you just vent everything that's wrong with the situation, everybody you'd like to wring their necks, everybody who just did you wrong, your frustration with the situation, but 5 minutes, okay? And then what you have to do is say, okay, here's the situation. Right now, this is what I just got out of my system or vented is how I'm feeling about it. Now is the important question. What do I want to do about it? Because people get confused about even like the law of attraction, that if the thought comes up, you are the thought and you're going to create a reality based on that thought. That's not accurate. If you hold on to the thought, you will create a reality around that thought. But if you vent it and release it and then ask the pivotal question, here's my thought, here's my feeling. The pivotal question is never a why question. A why question takes you into Box Canyon. And, you know, from the very ancient good guys, bad guys movies that used to be in matinee theaters, that if you're in a box canyon, somebody's going to come along and shoot you dead. And that's really what happens. You can't get out of a box canyon. So a why question takes you into a box canyon. That is not the pathway to coming out of this paper bag that you feel locked into and can't break out of. The what question. This is the situation. This is how I'm feeling about it in this moment. What do I want to do with that feeling? Because the idea is nobody else is in charge of our mind. Discipline doesn't mean anything punitive. In my book, it means the ability to be in charge of the focus of the mind. And that is what's going to create our current and our new reality. So here's how I feel. What do I want to do about it? How would you answer the what question?
Well, I guess the best what answer for me would be I need to evaluate some of the people that I do things with and mm-hmm. what maybe I should decide whether or not I want to work with those people.
What keeps you working with people you don't want to work with?
I have a terrible time trying to turn something down. If someone calls me and asks me to do this, I shoot myself in the foot several times because I look at it from a standpoint of dollars and cents, and I think that I got to do that because it's going to make me that much more. Or, and the worser is not a word, but this is the worser of two evils. I'm a people pleaser.
Right.
It's very hard. It's very hard for me to say no to someone.
Okay.
And,
so what
I did recently do that with a customer that I had worked with a long time because he was never straight with me. He always told me one thing, and then when I got down to doing the work, then he would change what he was going to do. I'm talking about on a money basis. You know, mm-hmm. He says, I'll give you this money, I'll pay you this much money up front to do this job, blah, 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 blah. And then I got into it a day or two, and then he changes. He says, well, I'm going to get you this much. And so finally I just had enough of it. I didn't go into why it happened to me in respect to that particular example, but I mean, I'm a pretty good why guy too sometimes. But so my what question is, what do I do working for this fella? I just decided to say, I'm done.
I think that was great in that case, but when I feel with you, Jack, I really support that you're able to do that. I feel you still have that anxiety if you try to say no. You still have that lack, and you still have that fear of you're going to get hurt by saying no. So what I'm going to ask you to do, if you can stay for over the break, we're going to have to take a break in a second, but I'm going to ask you to think about this question. What are my priorities for me? How do I show self-love, and what keeps me from being able to choose me? What's the anxiety, or what's the place where it doesn't feel safe for me to choose me? Think about that. We'll be able to talk about that when we come back from this break.
Okay.
You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com. Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com. As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that fever?
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have Jack on the line with us. And Jack, I left you with a question. And what have you done with that question?
Well, I think that each time that I do get angry, the other thing, before I go into my what thing, I will say I have a tendency to, when I do ask the why question, then I automatically start judging my value.
Exactly. And the bank robbers are going to come into the Box Canyon and shoot you dead, Jack. That's how it works.
Exactly. So I got the what answer. There's a lot of different ways you could go with that. But the what answer is to take that energy when you are angry like that and try to channel it into being, I think, falling back to a fundamental way of doing business and saying, I have to do this and I have to do this and I need to value my time. See, because I don't always value my time. When you say what, well, how do I work it for myself? I need to be able to say more or know a lot more.
You do, but I also think that when you don't value your time, if it were as simple as saying, let's start valuing your time, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, and a little bit of that is really what we need here, that you look at the underlying anxiety or fear or apprehension on what keeps me from being okay valuing my time. What is that originating factor that says, if I take care of me, if I prioritize me, what is it that I'm afraid of? Where's the danger here? Because someplace inside of you, there's that limiting message of I'm not safe if I don't take care of me. I'm not safe if I take care of me, if I prioritize me. I'm not safe if I honor the way I want to do business and the way that I want to live my life. I'm not safe if I create a work environment that is supportive of my values and that I want to work in a peaceful and a happy environment. We know there's always problems, but I want to be able to resolve the problems without having to do a lot of tap dancing around it and resolve them reasonably with reasonable people. So what is that originating apprehension that says, I can't do that for me? I can't really put myself in that position. It isn't that you're like psychologically messed up, but you're hardwired someplace that says it still isn't quite safe. And that always comes from an earlier time. And so we have to go back and make it safe inside of our minds, inside of how we visualize it, how we feel with it, how we breathe it in and out in acceptance on it really is safe. It's okay for me to become what I want to manifest. I have to become that which is happy, which is secure, which is comfortable in his own skin, which knows that it is all right if I exercise the fact that I'm the creator of this reality and I'm standing at the head of my own line. And if somebody else doesn't fit with my line, that's okay. I cannot and I will not get hurt here. That's the place where you have to carry yourself to. What do you think keeps you from that?
Well, it's a situation of pleasing. I don't feel comfortable when I do say no because I want people to like me. I mean, I know that for a fact. I know that, and it makes me very uncomfortable to say no. But I would much rather live the way of honesty for myself because I do and have in the past done jobs or, you know, told people I would do things for them that truthfully I didn't want to do.
And, right. So what if you prioritized you and really understood that this is about changing an old program in you that still has a little bit of legs, that's still connected to your nervous system, causing that anxiety and that discomfort. And you know that initially it's not going to be comfortable to do this because it's not familiar. So what if you go inside and you say to yourself, just working with the adult Jack, I have nothing at stake here and nothing to prove here. And so that you say integrity really comes from the word in Greek word integra, and it means integration. When we integrate with ourselves, when we say, hey, you know what? It's okay that I don't please everybody. It's really okay. It's safe. It's okay if not everybody likes me. I used to have Jack a little lithogram on in my office, and it said, I can only please one person per day. Today is not your day. Tomorrow doesn't look so good either. You know, so it's like, what if you just think the person I'm supposed to honor and be integrated with, his values and his ideas and what he treasures, the person I have to be integrated with first is me. And it's not always going to be comfortable while I'm teaching myself how to do that, but it sure is going to be effective. And then you go back to the simple affirmations. I cannot and I will not get hurt here, because it's not true in today's world that you can't overcome. Like, you turned down somebody for a small job you didn't want to do anymore for a lot of really valid reasons. And from what I can tell, the sky didn't fall. So you cannot, you will not get hurt here. And you have nothing at stake. Your integrity, your value, your well-being is not at stake. It's only at stake if you keep holding yourself in an identity that belongs in the past, not in the now. Do you understand?
I do. And I will not get hurt here. I am going to remember that and make that a little mantra of mine, because the truth is, that's what I am afraid sometimes. At 60 years old, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, the truth is, anybody who says, as long as we're alive, we got to keep in mind that if we want to stay alive and really active and really vibrant, that as long as there's breath in our little bodies, that we're going to be a work in progress. So we'll always find some place where we're afraid. We'll always find some place where we can expand our consciousness and our awareness and our lives for a greater sense of well-being, a greater sense of integration, a greater presence of love coming through us. So I know it sounds to you weird that at 60 you can find a place where you're still scared. I would be more worried if at 60 I couldn't find a place where I can still grow. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, I do, and I'll always be going until I.
Exactly. And sometimes it includes fear.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel good about it. I'm going to work on that diligently because I don't want to be in that position where, you know, that works hand in hand with collecting money as well. I mean, the same thing, you know, when I go to ask people for money, the fear comes
into
play. Exactly.
Because that's just doing the business of business, honey. You don't have, it's like, just do the business of business. You agreed to do a certain thing and put forth that amount of energy and skill and professionalism, and they agreed that they would put forth, they would match you energy for energy by paying a certain amount for your services. Just know that you're worth doing the business of business. Do you understand?
Okay. May I make?
I got it.
Jack, can I bring in something, please?
Sure.
With this gentleman that you worked with before, that he's repeated the pattern. If you've done business with him the same way you've done with him in the past, you really can't expect him to change. So, what you might want to think about, if you decide you ever want to do some work with him, is have him pay up front. Change the way you're doing business. And if he doesn't want to do that, then you don't do the work. That's an idea. I don't know how practical it is for you, but if we continue to do the things we've always done and they don't work, nothing's going to change. So you have to suggest the way you change how you work at it, look at it from the beginning. And you're knowing that you're going to be whole, you're going to get the job or not, it doesn't make any difference. You don't have anything to lose, really. Anyway, that's an idea.
I think it's a great idea, John.
It's a good idea. Let me tell you, though, that it's funny you should say that because I did that. What transpired was I had that exact thing happen where I told him no before. And this coming back to do work for him, he told me he would give me 50% up front. And I started the job on the intention that he was going to bring me a check that day.
No. There's no starting the job on the intention. There's the kid's check, and then you do the
job.
Right,
and I did exactly, and that's what I faltered on that for two days, and when the third day when he didn't come through, then I walked.
Good. I want you to just save yourself 2 days, honey.
I am learning that. That's a great thing, John. That's a great thing.
Yeah, and all you have to do is. I think it was a great thing too, John. All you have to do, Jack, is keep your word. Keep your word.
Okay.
Your word was 50% up front. You don't plant the first shovel. You don't get out the first hammer. You don't get out the first whatever it is that you're doing. You don't do the first thing until you have kept your agreement with yourself. And your agreement with yourself and your agreement with him was, you pay me the first half, I will start the job. So it's the only place where I personally would want to see you just tighten it up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
You were a great caller.
Sandy.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
I appreciate it.
And good luck with this. You're going to do fine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Take care, Jack.
Bye-bye. What do you think, honey? I think that was a great call. And we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on transformationtalkradio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Positive and uplifting message coming to you each week. Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day. I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. Oh, this has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. This could really be a good life. Good life. Say, oh, this
is good enough to care. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. And we just had a wonderful call from Jack, and we got into so many of the things that we have that we can do to use anger more effectively and also to not get stuck on anger. And how often anger really ends up collapsing in on ourselves, and the person that we're really the most angry with at the end of a day is ourselves. That's why I read when we first started the show, John, from the prologue in Pursuit of Light. So one of the things I wanted to go back to, because we were just getting into it, was the listener who sent us an email. And I'll just repeat again what the person said. I know I have dealt with a lot of anger lately, and for me, it's a symptom of not seeing my way out of this hellhole. I can do this. I now call home.
You can.
And I did. So I wanted to give a couple of really pragmatic points to follow when we're in it, because this listener has written to us before, so I know the presenting factor for this person is that they made a move that's turned out to be pretty disastrous for them, and they don't know how to get out of that and return to a place that feels so much better and more rewarding. And so the first step when we get stuck in anger and is to take our, we have to start, you know, shifting our focus, shifting the way that we see this. So the first thing to do is self-forgiveness. We really need it, whether it's I made a decision I don't agree with, whether it's I am always getting mad at my husband or my wife, or my boss, whatever it is, or my mom. So whatever it is, to be able to understand that our response to the situation, we're totally in charge of. And that if you're always angry, let's say, at your husband, or you're always angry at yourself because of a choice that you made that you now don't agree with, you can't go forward. You're not taking responsibility, not blame, but responsibility for I made this choice. And so if you take the responsibility for I made the choice to move, and not asking you for 1 second to agree with your choice, but just stop blaming you for the choice. Know that you made it in good faith with the information that you had at that time, and that you can have compassion for you as a traveler. If you're wanting to blame your husband or your partner or your boss or some other situation for why you're unhappy, look to see, yes, that is a point of friction, but what's the wisdom? What's the potential for good, even in an intense point of friction? And bring that all the way home to you. So what are my options for resolution? If you're not caught in that anger, you will be able to come up with alternatives. They may not be easy, but you have to dare to dream and then to stay in the field and know that it may take work. If you've moved, you may not have the resources to just pick up and move back, or you may not have a job that lets you do that. But you can start to dream the dream of being happy where you are. I remember years ago, I was counseling a person who is real high, well, not real high, but he's upper management, definitely upper management, in a name if I mentioned the company, it's a household word. Everybody knows it. And he was upper management, and he had the most god-awful boss who was just like beyond tyrannical. And at that time, the company ran their executive management, the high executive management through tyranny and through belittling. And they wanted their next in line in management to do that to their next in line in employees. And my client just couldn't see himself doing this. And he had been with this company probably at that time for 25 years. And I said to him, if you just hold that perspective, one of two things will happen. If you will hold the perspective of you can live your life with peace and without this kind of challenge and without this kind of discord, one of two things will happen. Either you will change jobs, you will find a way out of that job, or something will change in the upper, in the executive management of your company. And it took about 3 or 4 months, but in 3 or 4 months, two things happened. His company was bought by somebody else, and his immediate boss retired, and the guy is still working there. So if you'll just hold an idea that there really is a way out, even if you don't know what it is, quit resisting where you are. And so we know that anger isn't ever the solution, but we can use the energy to get us more directed in will and in determination, and then we just have to reframe. So this hellhole that I now call home, quote-unquote, it has to be reframed. This, whether the hellhole is where you're living, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your job, we have to reframe. You don't have to like where you are, but you have to stop resisting it with anger. That anger and that resistance hold you in place. So what's another way to view it? Go back to that there's some wisdom here, and there's a way out, and I'm able to find both. And then we have to practice those thoughts and those ideas. And then step 5, be proactive. Put yourself around people who are positive and of like mind. Take a yoga class or join a meditation group. Engage, if you're able, in some kind of outdoor activity, even if it's just sitting in a park and watching the leaves begin to change. If you have a physical impediment, something about nature actually soothes the soul. So the ability to be able to say, I can reframe this, I can change it, I know I don't like it, I don't have to like it, I have to stop judging me for it, I have to stop resisting, I have to look for the wisdom, and then I can practice.
So true. And so glad that he wrote us. And thank you so much for writing us. And also thank you for all of us for joining us. We're so glad that we had our caller, Jack, today. And we've gotten so many emails. We really appreciate hearing from you. So please do write. Let us know how you're doing and if you have any questions. And for today, we're so glad you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your calls and emails for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits, or email them to Sandy at sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, on 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and at sandybrewershow.com. And at that site, you can find the past shows that are archived there to listen. We urge you to take advantage today of a red-hot summer special to order Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the special summer sale price of $9.97, a $40 value, because you'll get, in addition to that, a complimentary copy of Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. That's a phenomenal recording. So when you place your order, go to sandybrewer.com and enter the discount code SUMMER. Do it today. Thanks to Chrissy today for being our engineer, and thank you all for joining us. Have a fantastic week. You know they hurt your pride. You better put it all behind you, baby, 'cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. You up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.